This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. The City of Winnipeg is moving ahead with plans to create supportive housing at 5 locations across the city. 3 public information sessions were held last week to give residents a chance to learn more and weigh in, explains Lissy Rappaport, manager of the Housing Accelerator Fund for the City of Winnipeg.
So we've certainly heard from Winnipeggers and Manitobans generally that access to housing and issues of homelessness are something that is of prime concern to many residents. So we are addressing that by bringing forward the right type of housing that those people need to live more stable lives. So that's key direction in our, you know, council strategic priority action plan, in our guiding documents like our Winnipeg and Complete Communities that really aim to see more diverse complete communities with access to housing for people of all incomes.
In partnership with the province of Manitoba, the city is preparing municipally owned land for rezoning. If approved, the sites will be transferred to nonprofit partners to develop housing for some of Winnipeg's most vulnerable residents.
So supportive housing is housing with supports on site. So essentially it's to support people who are at a life stage where they need individual supports to be able to live more independently. So that could be because they're escaping gender-based violence, maybe it's a young person aging out of the child welfare system, someone leaving a hospital, doesn't have a stable home to go back to, or people leaving an encampment and trying to just get their lives back together.
The 5 proposed sites are located on Sherbourne Street, Plessis Road, Stella Avenue, Poseidon Bay, and McPhillip Street. City officials say the locations were chosen carefully.
So we're looking at providing choice for folks so that people can live in different locations in the city. We ensured we had access to frequent transit, access to services, grocery stores, parks, things like that. We also just looked at where the city owns land. We don't have a ton of land available to be developed, so we really had to look at what we had.
On-site staff will provide services like life skill training, employment support, and education resources to help residents live independently. For the Right of Housing Coalition, this project shows the city is finally using the tools at its disposal to address housing insecurity, explains Utaka Dirks, chair of the City Issues Committee at the Right to Housing Coalition.
Well, we're really excited to see it's, something that we've been calling for years for the city to do is to take a more active role in supporting the provision, construction of new affordable, particularly rent geared to income, social housing, because that's where the real need is for people living in Manitoba and here in the city of Winnipeg.
Comments online and some of the individuals on site had concerns about the type of individuals who would be within those homes. Dirks say those who would live in supportive housing are already part of Winnipeg's neighborhoods.
This is just like building homes specifically for them, but those people who might raise the ire of some NIMBYists already do live in our neighborhoods. They already do live in our city, and we should be welcoming more spaces that are specifically geared to supporting those among those groups who need supportive housing or need rent-geared to income housing.
Funding for the project will come primarily from the province, with hopes of federal support. The city is contributing through its Housing Accelerator Fund.
So primarily it'll probably come from the provincial and hopefully federal government as well. The province will be contributing capital funding as well as the long-term operational funding, and it's our hope that the federal government will come in with capital funding as well. The city may consider providing some small funding from our Housing Accelerator Fund right now, but majority of funding will be provincial and federal.
Advocates stress that while supportive housing won't solve homelessness overnight, it's an important step towards more inclusive communities.
Encouraging them to keep it up and sort of expand that to address the need that we have in the city, which is substantial and significant. And this is, certainly a good step forward. It's not going to overnight solve the problem, but every little bit counts.
Public hearings are scheduled for later this month on September 12th, where residents can share their voices before council makes its decision. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.